You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Greg Grant with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys doing today? We're here at 107.9 having a great time. I'm excited to be here today. Greg had a slight emergency this morning, so he won't be able to join us today, but we are still going to get in it and have fun today. Real quick, the phone number here is 904-296-2251. Give us a call if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. We'd love to hear from you. The segment today is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. We are a Bible-based training company. We teach people about having life and enjoying their lives, dealing with money, finances, business. And it's been a really cool opportunity to work with some of you guys that's been calling in. And we love to help you guys get your money right, get your business right. Grant Business Solutions. These guys do great things with business plans. And we both can help you get funding for your company. And then also we have the Uptown Experience. It's the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. So if you like to laugh, but you don't necessarily want to hear any of the raunchy stuff, it's extremely funny. These guys are the real deal. No sexual innuendos, no profanity. You can bring your family out. It's an amazing time. Anyways, what we have been talking about is the five places that you can be in your finances at any given time. And you fall in one of these categories. I promise you that. We've been talking about generational wealth and riches, abundance or extra, enough or sufficiency, or the provision stage, which is not having not enough. So we said generational wealth and riches is when you leave something for your kids, your grandkids. The Bible says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And you cannot be afraid to go out and leave something for your grandchildren. The cool part about God is he is smarter than us. And so, you know, like I told you guys before, my son turning 14, getting his first job, I said, hey, guy, you got to start saving for your grandchildren. He's like, what are you talking about? And I told him about the first. And so we are creating an investment account for him at 14 years old. And the idea that God had was, if money can sit for 2.5 generations, by the time like he's 14, by the time he gets grown and gets married and then has children, and those children have children, that's 40 years or so. So money sitting on low cook over 40 years, compound interest is a beautiful thing when you're making money. It just sucks when you have credit card debt. So that's what generational wealth and riches is. Wealth and riches is, you know, again, wealth and riches. We say riches is basically having stuff. Wealth is owning time. And nothing wrong with having stuff. But if you're breaking your neck and spending all your time trying to get stuff, you have no time to enjoy your stuff. And wealth, owning time. You can own time for forever and ever and ever, but if you never stop to get some stuff to enjoy it, what's the point in it? So, and then think about wealth from this perspective. It is the ability to forego working and still live your current lifestyle. That is what wealth is. How much wealth do you have? We were mentoring a guy that worked at McDonald's, and we got him a year ahead of all of his bills. So he was a year wealthy. If his life had changed, if he had lost his job, it wouldn't have affected him because he had things in place to take care of him for a year. That's what wealth is. And there's many, many ways to do wealth. But again, thinking about it like this, how much time do you own? Do you own a month? Do you own a year? Do you own 2 years? Do you even own a week? Most people don't own more than a week. And what I mean by that is if they lost their job within a week, their life would start to fall apart. And that's crazy if you only own a week. And I don't care if you make $100,000 a year. The average person is two paychecks away from having to lose their house. And so that's not wealth. You got a bunch of stuff, but that's not wealth. And I'd say if you got to pick one or the other between wealth and riches, you definitely want to have wealth in your pocket. You want to own some time. And now we're going to talk a little bit about abundance or extra. You know, the Bible talks about sowing. The Bible talks about, you know, give unto man and give back into your bosom. You know, and we want to be in a place of abundance or extra. And the word abundance, you know, you think about it from this perspective. When you get a paycheck, how much of your paycheck is extra? How much of it is not allocated to go anywhere? And again, think about it from that perspective, because if every time you get a check, it's already promised out to everybody, that's a problem. And I don't mean promised out in a way of I said I'll let somebody borrow a couple bucks. I mean promised out to the car note, promised out to the house note, promised out to the couch you're paying for, promised out to the rims you're paying for, the computer you're paying for. That's what abundance and extra is. How much of your income that you get paid every Friday, how much of that income is extra? And unfortunately, for most people, it's none of it. I remember being young growing up. And, you know, on Friday, Daddy would get his pay. We knew Dad got his paycheck. You know, we knew it. And so we were like, you got your paycheck, Daddy. Let's go so-and-so. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And he was like, man, I'm telling you, buddy, all this money is already gone. And I hear people say that as if it's a badge of honor. Man, I got my paycheck today. It's the whole thing already gone already. Ha, 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 ha. That is not funny, and neither is it cute. If you get your paycheck on Friday morning and it's gone before you got it, that's a problem. That means that you're living upside down. There is no extra in your life. How in the world can God put it in your heart to bless your neighbor? How can you sow into your community? How can you be a blessing to people if there is no extra? If there is no extra, everything you got is already gone before you get it. That is not the way to live, my friend. I think about my friend, I have a really cool friend named Melinda Rackley. If she's listening, what up, girl? Anyway, she got a company called Rack City, and she can do anything. Like, I listen to her and her clients, and when we chat, she always says, so-and-so, my friend. So that's where I got that from. Anyways, what's up, Melinda? But I'm telling you, my friend, if you are getting your paycheck and it is upside down already, that's not cool. That's not how we want to be living. You got to start making the appropriate adjustments in your life. And I tell people, you know, get your check on Friday. And start to look at your life and say, look, you know what? How much of this is going here and going there and where is it going? And you know, and I said, give us a call, man, and we can help you strategize some of that stuff. Anyways, we're at that point, 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Holler at us. Ask a question. We got answers for you. That's what we're here for. And if you're listening, we appreciate it. We know that we're reaching some folks, and that's exciting because we get calls all the time. I'll stop real quick and say this. You guys call all the time off the air. And I appreciate it. I really do. We appreciate being able to help you. We appreciate the business, you know. But I would also say, please call on the air. Some of the questions you guys ask me when we're on the phone would be really cool questions to ask over the air sometimes just so other people can hear it. And I know nobody wants to be the first person to call. So I'll tell you what. The first person don't have to call. How about the second person give us a call? And we'll talk to you then. So 904-296-2251. Anyways, let's get back on track. You want to get your check on a Friday and you look at your check and see where does all this money have to go? And you got to on purpose start to create a way to have some extra. You know, people say, I really would love to bless the Girl Scouts. I just don't have any extra. No, you had extra. It just went somewhere else. You know, I really would love to be a blessing to, you know, you hear about your neighbor having trouble. I really would love to be a blessing to my neighbor. She's got three kids. Her husband just passed away. I just don't have anything. And we say that we just don't have any extra. And I put it this way. I think you did have extra. The Bible talks about making sure that you have what you need. God is a God that deals in fed, filled up, and left with extra. Even when, you know, the kid, he said, hey, what do we have in our midst? He said, that kid only has, you know, a couple of fish and some bread. That's not enough to feed us. And God said, bring it to me. He dealt with it. And they fed everybody. And the Bible literally says they were fed, filled up, and then they had extra. God is a God of extra. That's the way he operates. That's like his MO. He doesn't deal with people in a way of just enough. He is a God of extra. And I watch people have extra and they give it away. And what I mean by that is you get a raise on your job. You get a 50 cent raise on your job. And over the course of a year, let's say that's 400 bucks. Extra that you got now that you were not getting paid. And what we say is stuff like this. Oh my God, I got an extra 30 bucks in my paycheck. I know what I'll do. I'll go out and buy that new TV and we'll get it from Rent-A-Center. And now you just gave away your extra. And that's what people do all the time. And then they say, well, God ain't taking care of me like he said he would. No, that's not true. I watch God bless people's houses. I watch God give you extra on a regular basis, money that you were not expecting, raises, new jobs. You know, you used to making $30,000 a year. You get a new job, and now you're making $40,000 a year. And instead of saying, I'm so used to living on $30,000, how about I take this $10,000 a year and start to create some generational wealth and riches? How about I do that? They say, no. Baby, we just made an extra $10,000 a year. How about we move and get the house we always wanted? And boom, you were at extra, and now you're back to just enough. And again, we might as well talk about just enough and extra together, maybe. But that's what I'm watching people do. They get the extra and they give it away real quick. And now they're back into this place of just enough. And again, when I say enough or sufficiency, the Bible talks about my God supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. We always live in a place of sufficiency, just enough. And most of us, I grew up with just enough or not enough. That's where I grew up in my life. Just enough or not enough. I lived in that place. My mom and dad never had extra. It was never extra. People say, there's no such thing as extra money. I can find something to do with it. Now, that sounds cute to say. I know we say stupid stuff like that, but it's not cute to say. There is something you can do with that extra money. And I start to invest somewhere. That start to save. That start to sow into your communities. You got to start thinking in that perspective, man. And so what people did, we're just enough and just enough. Okay, please, God, give me a raise because we got just enough and this sucks. Please, God, do something. Do something in my finances. Do something in my money. And sure enough, God, being the faithful God that he is, he blesses you. You get a check you wouldn't expect in. Somebody gives you a raise. Somebody offers you a job. You go get a second job, maybe. And again, the first thing that we do is not run to create investments. We don't run to start to save. What we say is, I got some extra money. Let's go buy some stuff now that I've always wanted. And now when you pray for God to give you extra, he gave you extra and then you gave it away. And now you're back at just enough. And then you're complaining, I would bless the people next door if I had some extra money. Well, you had some extra money, and before you asked God what to do with it, you gave it away. So you're spending money that before you even get it, and you get stuck in this place of just enough in life. And I'm telling you, you're listening, you do fall in one of these categories. You live in a state of generational wealth and riches. You live in a state of wealth and riches, or you live in a state of abundance, or I always have extra. Why do you always have extra? Because I don't spend everything I get. Why do you always have extra? Because when I get a raise, I'm already used to living on, $30,000 a year. So when I got that $5,000 a year raise, I just act like I didn't get it at all, and I started to save it. I started to invest it. I started to live in a place of always having extra. That is a really cool spot to live in because now you got some choices you can make. You got some decisions. You can say, okay, do I want to be kingdom rich? Do I want to sow into the kingdom of God? Do I want to be others rich? Do I want to sow into other people? Or do I want to just be self rich? Do I want to put all that extra into me? That's not what you want to do. You can spend some on yourself, but you can't consume everything, man. If you are a consumer and not a producer, think about those words. And like I say, we've been lulled to sleep. We think consumer means customer. Consumer does not mean customer. Consumer means person who eats up everything. And you have to decide, am I going to be a consumer? See, the world wants you to be a consumer. The devil wants you to be a consumer. Because if you consume everything, you stay out of extra. You never create generational wealth and riches. Well, you never create wealth and riches. And if you never create wealth and riches, you cannot create generational wealth and riches. And so if you get stuck in having just enough or not enough, you can never really be an asset financially to the people around you. And as spiritual as you want to be, we got to have money, guys, to get things done. God put something in your heart. And I see people all the time, man, God put it in my heart to own a business. I just don't have the extra money to start it. God put it in my heart to start a little nonprofit. I just don't have the extra money. And I'm telling you, if you stop tripping and get out of your own way, stop giving away your extra, then you do have some options when you have extra. You live in a state of extra, and you can choose what you want to do. And again, we're here at 904-296-2251, Praise 107.9. Give us a call. Let me hear what you got to say. Let me hear if you got any questions. 904-296-2251. We're brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, Grant Business Solutions, and the Uptown Comedy Experience. And again, Harvest Group Institute is a Bible-based training company. We teach people everything from finances to business development to generating revenue, parenting, marriage. We have a lot of stuff that we do. We mentor, we coach, we walk you through the processes. I could line up hundreds of businesses that we've helped launch, and they're still working today. Humbly, we've been able to talk to marriages, and people are still married today. We've been able to deal with young people. Just good stuff. So give us a call. Check out our website. So anyways, living in this place of enough, man, it is not a cool place. But the interesting thing, what I'm sharing with you is that, you know, I remember when I started to learn these things from my spiritual dad. He used to be my pastor. And I realized that I can always know where I am in life. So when I look at my finances and I feel that tightness, you all know what I'm talking about. You just feel this tightness in your money. There's no room. You get afraid that I can't have nothing else happen. If a tire punctures, oh my God, and you get this nervous feeling. And when I feel that tight place and I'm living in that, I got just enough to eat and I got just enough to get the bills paid. If anything else happens, oh my Lord. And I know how that tight place feels, but this is the cool part about it. When I feel that feeling coming on me, I say, okay, Joe, you're in just enough right now. So it is imperative that you discipline yourself right now. It is imperative that you seek the Lord on how to spend. So because you're in just enough. So A, don't worry about it. You got just enough. It's going to work out. I'm telling you it's going to be okay. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I talk to myself. It's cool. You should talk to yourself too sometime. I'm telling you. It's a little bit of relief when you talk to yourself. I tell you, I'm the smartest person I can talk to. So that's why I talk to myself. But anyways, I'm like, okay, I got just enough. I'll be fine. Okay, God, I need you, Lord, to bring in some extra. And I'm very careful. I'm watching because why do I say I'm very careful in that moment? Because I'm at just enough. I know God's going to take care of me. So my heart is not tripping out. I'm not panicked. You know, people say, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And what you're going to do is trust the Lord. That's what you're going to do. So stop tripping. The reason you go to church, the reason you read your Bible, so you know what to do when times like this comes. So what you're going to do, sir and ma'am, you're going to chill out and you're going to trust the Lord. You got enough. It's going to be all right. But as you're praying for God to give you extra now, God, we need some extra. God, we need you to do something in our finances, all this stuff that we pray. And when you know where you are and you're like, okay, God, I'm at just enough. And then somebody comes up and says, hey, Joseph, I need a book published. We publish books and we don't even charge all that much. So I need a book published. So boom, I got a new client. So that's extra $500 I wasn't expecting. So I take that extra and then I say, okay, God, now that you've given me the extra, I need you to give me the wisdom on what do I do with this extra? Because I don't want to eat it up. I have extra in this moment, but I'm trying to create a lifestyle of extra at all times. And you can actually live there. And I know people act like you can't. The reason you can't live in extra all the time is because you're always giving your extra away. But if you're very strategic in how you spend, you can live in extra all the time. And I'm telling you, so I get that extra and I say, okay, I got that extra. I'm going to put it over here in the bank. Okay, God, now do I need to be self-rich with that extra? Do I need to be others rich with that extra? Or do I need to be kingdom rich with that extra? What do I need to do with that extra that you've given me? Because I want to stay in a state of extra, so I'm going to give it to you, and you tell me what to do with it, God. And then you strategically spend it. He might say, just put it in the bank, don't touch it. But nothing, put it in the bank, don't touch it. Or he might say, go ahead and take some of that $500 that you got and put it in a savings account real quick. Or take some of that $500 you got and go ahead and invest it real quick. And I live by these rules right here. When I have extra money or when I get money in general, you got to pay yourself first. That's number one. So it's like this. You get some money in your hands, and I'm starting to teach it to my boys. You get some money in your hands, and the first thing you have to do is give. Your first thing you do when you get money is give. Not spend it on yourself, not pay a bill, but give. Find somewhere to sow into. So the first thing you do when you get money to get out of just having just enough, extending your faith, stretching your faith, you get some money and you give. Then after you give, you figure out, and I don't care if it's $10, just give, sow somewhere. And then now you've got seed in the ground. After you've got seed in the ground, then you take some of that extra and you find some kind of way to invest. I don't care if it's an IRA. Find some kind of way to invest. Give us a call. We can help you create a strategy for investing. We create plans, and then when it gets where you got, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars out there that you want to invest, we have a finance. We have a financial advisor that we work very, very closely with. And this guy, I'm telling you, this guy has helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have come through our workshops and come through our seminars, and he works with them for free. If they come through our workshops or seminars, he sponsors our events. So he works with them for free. The way he makes his money, for you cynics out there, how can he do free? You know, when you start investing, they make their little points and percentages on the investments. But he works with you for free. He creates a strategy for you for free. You got to get to a place where you're investing and unafraid to do so. So first you get your money and you give. And then you, after you give, you got seed in the ground. So now you can make a demand. You go ahead and you invest. And you start to invest. And after invest, now you save. You put a little bit away that you're not going to touch. And even saving, you got emergency funds. You got just regular savings account. You got miscellaneous savings. There's all kinds of strategies for saving. You got to have an emergency fund. And the idea is to have up to a year worth of emergency fund. And so anything ever happens to you, you own a year, so you don't have to have pressure on your head. You say, I own a year. We had an emergency, hospital stays, somebody passes away, what have you. I got a year worth of savings put up, and I own a year, and so I can take my time stress-free and look for a job, decide what we're going to do, seek the Lord for answers. So now you get what I'm saying? The financial difficulty that we live in, the financial pressure that we all feel, most of us created it ourselves. God is a God that when you started this life out, most of us had no bills at all. You were 14 years old, 15 years old, you got your first job, and you didn't have a bill in the world. And if you had known better, if we had had parents who knew better, when we first started getting paid, we could have lived our life in the way that God designed, which is a straight shot to wealth and riches for our generations. But we start picking up our people's habits, our moms and dads' habits. We got that first check. We started to blow it. We bought them shoes. We bought an iPod. We bought a beeper for me when I was back in the day. and you just start spending your extra, not say, you know, again, that's why I tell my boys, you want to buy a video game? Have you saved? Have you invested? Have you given? Well, no, buddy, we can't buy that video game. Not because we can't afford it. Whether you can afford something or not is not the reason to buy a thing. And it blows me away that people, that's why people make their choices. I can't afford it, so I'm not buying that. Or I can afford it, so I'm buying that. That is not why you buy things, because you can or can't afford it. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it necessary? Has God given you the okay? All those different things. So anyways, you want to get out of just enough, and you want to get out of living where it's sufficiency only, where I got just enough. Guys, you want to get into extra. Really take a moment. Look at your paychecks. Look at your lifestyle. Look at what's happening. And start to make some changes. Get us a call, 904-296-2251. Here at Praise 107.9, 904-296-2251. And we want to hear from you. You can even call me and say, Joseph, you know not what you talketh about. I don't mind if you say that. I'll listen to you and then tell you that you are wrong. I do know what I'm talking about. And it's interesting. I was talking to a young lady, Melinda, and she said it's funny how people don't want to admit that they need help. That they don't want to say, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm telling you, with your money, you got to have help. Remember I told you about the company? His name is Nick Poe, and he is his company sponsors a lot of our seminars, a lot of our conferences. And he doesn't own the company. He's just our financial advisor, and this guy is a genius when it comes to money. But the owner of his financial firm, a really cool guy named Jim, and I talk to Jim often. Jim has money forever and a day. Like, his money never runs out. I believe that Jesus will come back before his money runs out. He is so, so, so wise with his money. And he said, Joseph, the first thing that I do with my money is let somebody else manage my money. I was blown away by that. I had no idea that that was what he's going to tell me. He said, I can't trust me with my money. He said, because I'm going to always be biased based on my own, based on my own proclivities, based on my own habits, based on my own fear at times. He said, so I have other people I trust manage my money. They manage my portfolios. I know what I'm doing, but I don't manage my own stuff because I'm too attached to it. And that was very interesting. I thought he was going to tell me something about money, when he said, you know what the first thing I do when I get my money? And when he said the first thing I do with my money is let somebody else manage it, I was like, wow, okay, I get it. He said, yeah, I can't trust me to make sound decisions at times because I'm emotional. When I look at the stock market, I'm worried. He said, but so I take it out of my own hands and I spend my time helping other people with their finances, but I have somebody that does mine. And so what I'm saying by that is you may not be able to afford that right now. You may not be able to do that right now. You might not be in a place of trust to do that right now. What I am saying is you got to get help. If you know that you're drowning financially, you got to get help. Even if you just at that state of always just have enough, I never have no extra, you got to get help. I have a meeting coming up on Monday. This young lady called. She said, man, I heard the show. She's actually said she'll do a testimonial for us. She said, I heard the show. I pulled over my car. And she said, and I just began to weep. And that's when I knew it was real to her. She said, I begin to weep. She said, because I've been asking God, what do I do to change my financial state? How do I get past where I am? How do I do this? She said, I can see. She said, I can see what it's supposed to be like. I just don't know what to do with my money and how to invest it and how to grow it. And she said, I don't understand the world of finances. So can you guys help me? I said, we absolutely can help you. And we have an appointment to do that. But the interesting thing is how real it was to her. She wasn't afraid to call. And she actually, she called the radio station right after we left. She got there a little bit late on the show. And but she says, I need your help. And that's what I'm telling you guys. You got to ask for help. You got to say this. I don't care if it's me or your mom, if she's wealthy. But this is what I say, too. When you're asking for help. Let me backtrack. First of all, be humble enough to ask for help. Say, I don't know what I'm doing with my money. I got to change up. I'm tired of having to wait from Friday to Friday to buy the kids new shoes. I'm tired of having to buy used tires when a tire blows out. I'm tired of having to worry what's going to happen because I don't have any extra. You got to first say that and then say, I don't know what to do. And then ask for help. And you cannot ask for help for people who are broke, who don't know. If I have an extra 10 grand, I can't call my dad and say, Dad, what do I do with this extra 10 grand? You know why? Because he doesn't know what to do with it. He doesn't know what to do with it, where to invest it, how to work with it. He has no idea. And I love him. And I know I can call him and ask him. I can go to him and say, hey, Dad, my sons are fighting. What do I do? He can tell me that. But I can't say I got an extra 10 grand. What do I do? I can't tell him I'm in a financial jam. What do I do? Because he doesn't know. I can't tell him I'm having ideas about how to set up my kids' trust fund. What do I do? He doesn't know the answer to that. So while you're asking help, you got to find people who know the answer and get help from them. So anyways, guys, we're running out of time. The number is 904-296-2251. We would love to hear from you. But I know you're listening. I know you get it. So today, go out today and say, okay, God, be humble. Where am I, God, financially? And do I live in generational wealth and riches? If the answer is no, that's okay. Do I live in wealth and riches? If the answer is no, that's okay. Do I live in abundance? Do I have extra? If the answer is no, that's okay. Do I have just enough? Well, yeah, I have just enough. And if you live in just enough, that's okay. But the goal is to get to extra. You were never designed by God to have to need a miracle every month to pay the bills. You were never designed by God to have to need a miracle to get new tires for the car, a miracle to get the baby's medicine, a miracle to buy new shoes. It wasn't supposed to be like that. We love you guys. Praise 107.9. My phone number is 904-554-0946. That's at our office, 904-554-0946. And until next time, God bless you. We love you. Drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Greg Grant. Here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.